Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing you news and other features of interest to the English-speaking Jewish community in Spain and abroad. This week's trivia question is really difficult. How many Jews are there in Madrid? The answer, as always, later in the program. Many people who don't live in Spain, and even some who do, don't realize how many Jewish institutions and organizations there are here. Some are religion-based, some are totally secular, some have a bit of both. But what all of them have in common is that most, if not all, of their members are Jewish, and they have a Jewish orientation. I thought that our listeners would be interested in hearing more about these organizations, so I've decided to do a series of programs about them. In order to keep the kind of variety that we like to have on the English Corner, we'll intersperse these programs with those on other topics. We thought it would be fitting to begin this series with the CJM, Comunidad Judía de Madrid, or Jewish Community of Madrid. Contrary to what it sounds like, this term does not refer to all the Jews in Madrid, but rather to the main synagogue. So we're going to interview a member of the board of the CJM. We're here with Derek Weiss from the CJM, and he's kindly agreed to speak with us about that organization. Derek, thank you very much for this interview. First, could you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where are you from, and how long have you been here?
I was born in London, England. I lived in London, England until 1971. Then I went to Israel. I lived in Israel for nearly 6 years, started off in a kibbutz. Then I worked in the Tel Aviv area. I worked for an American airline, TWA, and in 1976, I got married in 1972 to a woman who had parents here in Madrid, and in 1976, we decided to come to Madrid.
Uh-huh. What do you do?
I've been the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer, of large American multinational companies in the computer world.
So when you first came here, you already had contacts with the Jewish community?
No, I didn't know anybody before I came here. As soon as I got here, one of the first things that I did was to contact the Jewish community.
And how did you feel received? Were they welcoming? Did they say, who are you?
I must admit, I never had any problems. Mm-hmm. I knew I was coming to a new place, a place, by the way, that I didn't speak good Spanish then. So it was obviously, I think I had to make the effort to be received. And I thought I was well received.
Uh-huh. That's very good. I know you're very active in the CJM. Could you talk to us about that? And
there's a tradition in the CJM that a member of the board of directors, and you must know that the vast majority of the members of the CJM are Sephardi Jews. The Ashkenazi Jews don't make up more than 10% of the total community. But there is a tradition that the treasurer of the community is an Ashkenazi Jew.
That's interesting.
There's one guy who's been, I think, 25 years the treasurer, then got taken up by another person, and I took the position up in 1996. So I've now been the treasurer here at the CJM for nearly 9 years.
Because you're an Ashkenazi Jew?
Not just because I'm an Ashkenazi, but there's a tradition around it.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. Well, when you came, the synagogue was already built.
The synagogue was built, if I'm not mistaken, in 1968.
That's right. Could you talk to us a little bit about the activities of the CJM?
The CJM tries, and I put that in inverted commas, to establish a full set of services. That doesn't mean we are the only people giving these type of services, but at least the CJM give most of the services. And when I talk about most of the services, we obviously give religious services. We give services social and cultural, and under social and cultural I can include a group of women who are called SEMI. It's the local group of women who also do their certain group of activities. There are activities for the youth, and there are, of course, there are activities for the Hevra Kedisha, which includes burial services, which includes the cemetery, and there are also services, Ezra, which are help for the needy. Mm-hmm. So all of that comes under the umbrella of the CJM.
Is there a large youth group?
A normal activity can attract over 100 kids. When I'm talking about kids, I'm talking from kids maybe from 3 or 4 years old up to maybe 18 years old. They do then cater later on for university students and for young singles. And I think there is a group for young married couples.
Uh-huh. And what sort of youth activities do you have?
They have sport activities. By the way, a lot of sport activities come under Maccabi. Mm-hmm. It's a Maccabi Spain organization. So they have sports activities, religious activities, social and cultural activities. They have camps. There's normally a summer camp. There's normally a camp as well established during the Pesach period. And there is normally a camp that's set up at the end of the year.
And what about social activities?
Social activities could be, for instance, there's a Purim party, there's a Chanukah party. Under social, I would include cultural events as well. There's been a set of conferences where we invite different members of the, let's say, the Spanish society to give their views on the, say, the Israeli-Palestinian situation or other sort of topics that would obviously be very close to the Jewish community.
Tell us a little bit about Masada.
Masada is an area about 40 kilometers west of Madrid. It's a social area. It's an area that is used for the camps, which are held here in the Madrid area. It's an area as well that is used most Sundays when the weather's good, and you can understand the weather's good here in Madrid from about March until about November. So every Sunday it's opened up and there's a restaurant there. However, Masada needs an investment. If it's really to become a social club, let's say with very, very good sporting facilities and really good camp facilities, it needs a huge investment. We are now setting up a project to try and find funds precisely for that reason.
So could you call it sort of a country club?
I would like to call it a country club. We're not there yet, but that's where we would like to get.
This is for people who don't know what it is. I mean, you know, would you...
Well, it could be, we would like it to be, it's uh-huh. an area in the country, and it could be an area, once the investment has been found, yes, it could be set up as a country club.
Uh-huh. What about the future of the CJM? What plans do you have?
Well, the CJM, in fact, in the last 8 years since I've been the treasurer, has changed one hell of a lot. Previously, for me, it was very much an inward-looking institution. Today, it's an outward-looking institution.
Could you explain that?
Today, we have extremely good relationships with local authorities and the Spanish authorities. They help us with subsidizing the school, and there are some subsidies for events, or most of the events that we held here socially or culturally.
Do Spanish authorities participate in these events?
When you say participate actively, physically?
Come.
No. Well, they might, depending on what the activity is. For instance, last year we held several activities around the 800th anniversary of the death of Maimonides. This was sponsored as well by the local Spanish authorities. Mm-hmm. At the opening, yes, we had the Minister of Justice, and we had the second or third part person who's the member of the local Madrid government. So yes, depending on the event, authorities might attend some of our events.
And are there any specific plans for the future, for the near future, or for the distant future?
One of the things that we're looking at the moment, the main synagogue, is in what's called La Calle Balmes. La Calle Balmes is an old central point of Madrid. You find that most of the Jewish families today don't live in this area. They live out in the northern suburbs of Madrid. The idea and what we're negotiating with the Spanish authorities is maybe for a piece of land where we could build a new synagogue in maybe one of the more new suburb areas. However, it's not going to be something done tomorrow. It's going to take quite some time to be able to for the project to be finished.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything else that you think our listeners might be interested in knowing?
I think I've given more or less in the short time that we've been speaking sort of an outline of the activities and what we do at the CJM. To give you an idea, the CJM is maybe about we have about 800 families, as I said before, the majority are Sephardi Jews. However, the breakdown of the Jewish community, and I'm not talking only of the CJM here at the moment, has changed in the last 2 or 3 years. There's been a huge influx of Argentinian and Venezuelan Jews, South American Jews. We all know the problems they're having in these countries, and we've had quite an influx of families from Argentina and from Venezuela. And that has changed the breakdown of the families that we have here in the Jewish Madrid area.
So you say there are about 800 families...
who are members uh-huh. of the CJM.
How many Jews do you think there are in Madrid? And of those, how many do you think are active in the CJM? I know that's a hard one.
The numbers could even range from something like maybe 6,000 to maybe 10,000 here in Madrid.
Wow.
I said 800 families.
Yes.
So we're talking about 3,000-something persons. There are other organisations. If I take all of these organisations together, they might have maybe 4,000 or maybe 4,000 to 5,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm mentioning a number up to 10,000. So there are lots of Jews who don't participate in any of the organisations.
Is there a website that people can go to if they want more information?
Yes. I think it's comjudiamadrid.org.
Okay. comjudiamad.org.
.org, that's right.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Derek. It's
been
a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. I'll leave you now with Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, sung by the CJM Choir. See you next week.